我们必须注意这三方面。
First is our life in Christ.
第一是我们在基督里的生命。
Second is our service in Christ.
第二是我们在基督里的侍奉。
And third, perhaps the most important and often ignored by many of us is our relationship in Christ.
第三是最重要，可能也是我们常常忽略的，就是我们与主之间的关系。
And this relationship in Christ is more than our relationship with God alone.
这一个在基督里的与神的关系，可能比我们个人与神的关系还要重要。
And it also speaks of our relationship with one another.
也讲到我们与彼此中间的关系。
And a lot of times we learn from the Old Testament.
很多时候我们从旧约中学到。
Because the Bible has clearly shown us the examples from the Old Testament for us to learn.
在旧约的里面，神很清楚地让我们告诉我们我们该学习的事。
Human beings' nature has not changed for thousands of years.
人性从来没有改变。
God has used the lessons of Israel to teach us lessons for today.
神用以色列人的学的功课来教导我们今天要学的。
Israel has gone through many high mountains with God.
以色列人经过许多的高山。
But then somehow they are also brought down to the very low valley at times.
但是有时候他们也被带到幽谷的里面。
Sometimes it's because God has a purpose for them so that they can live out God's majestic life in the low valleys of life.
有时候神在他们的里面，虽然他们在最低的光景当中，但是他们仍然可以活出神那一个伟大的生命。
And good examples for us are people like Moses, like David,
就像摩西、大卫、
Joseph,
约瑟、
and all the prophets,
还有所有的先知。
It's not because they have sinned and therefore they go down to the low valley.
并不是因为他们犯了罪，所以他们到了最低的低谷。
But it's because they identify with the need of the people, so therefore they lead the ways to go down to the valley.
而是因为他们愿意复救其他的人，他们愿意到最低的低谷。
And we see a lot of prophets suffered unnecessarily in our understanding.
其实有很多的先知并不需要这样的受苦。
But in their right relationship with God, they know they have to relate to all the saints.
当他们与神有对的关系的时候，他们知道他们必须与其他圣徒有一样的关系。
Therefore, they are persecuted.
所以他们被逼迫。
They are hurt.
他们受伤。
Many of them died for their love for the saints.
许多人因着爱其他的圣徒而死。
And a lot of times, many saints have gone down to the low valleys.
许多圣徒也到最低的低谷。
Not because they understand the will of God.
并不是因为他们认识神的旨意，
but because they have ignored their own responsibilities,
而是因为他们忽略了自己的责任，
and they have ignored the covenant of God,
他们忽略了神的约，
they have ignored the covenant of man,
他们忽略了人的约，
therefore they find enemies all around them,
所以他们四围都找到都有仇敌围绕，
therefore they continue to suffer.
所以他们一直在痛苦的里面。
And many of them learn to pray during that time.
许多人开始学习来祷告神。
It is never too late to learn. It is never too late to learn.
不会太晚来祷告神。
And every time when we begin to pray, this is our new beginning.
每一次我们祷告神，这就是我们一个新的开始。
And we just sang the hymn, this is the blessed hour of prayer.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌，这是有福祷告的良辰。
And I particularly like one phrase from each stanza.
我喜欢有一节一句话在每一节的里面。
And I like this phrase in stanza one. It says, "What a balm for the weary."
第一节说，困倦如我得膏抹。
And the second stanza is that, "What a balm for the weary."
第二节说，压伤如我得膏抹。
And I beg your pardon, I try to sing from both languages, so I'm a little confused now. We'll manage. And the third thing is that with a sympathy heart, he removes every care.
第三节说，伤痛如我得膏抹。
And the fourth is, in the fullness of this trust, we shall lose every care.
第四节讲到说，缺乏如我得膏抹。
And it is the purpose of the Lord to anoint us.
这是神的旨意，他要膏抹我们。
And I tell you, the secret of being anointed by the Lord is not just come and ask and beg.
我告诉你们，来得到神的膏抹，并不是只是要来求，要来。
Every time when you truly turn your heart to the Lord, you will be anointed.
只要每一次你真心的转向神，你一定会被神的膏抹。
I say this with assurance.
我是很有把握的告诉你们。
Even you are the vilest sinner.
就算你是一个很坏的罪人。
It is at the moment, if your heart is truly turning to the Lord, surprisingly, God will even anoint you at that time.
只要当那一刻你愿意回转到神面前的时候，来祷告他，神就会膏抹你。
Today is the day of the gospel.
今天是福音的时候。
It's the day of acceptance.
是悦纳的时候。
It's the day of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵的时代。
It's the day of the new covenant.
是立新约的时代。
And the Lord has made all things new.
神已经将一切都更新了。
It all begins with our hearts.
每一都从我们的心开始。
Our heart must understand what is our responsibility, what is the covenant between God and us.
我们必须要知道我们的责任是什么，我们与神中间的约是什么。
And what is our relationship with one another, what is the covenant between us one another.
我们与人中间的约，我们与人中间的关系是什么。
And so therefore today we have to learn from the Old Testament some of the experience of the Israel.
今天我们要从旧约中来看以色列人的经历。
And how they have to learn.
他们是怎么样来学的。
And so therefore today we know we have to learn as well.
今天我们知道我们也要这样子来学。
Please open our Bible.
请打开圣经。
Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
We will read verses 8 to 12.
Verse 第八到十二节。
And when we find them, if you don't have a Bible, sit with someone who does.And we will read 8, verses 8 through 12.
我们从第八节读到十二节。
Now, before we read it, I want to tell you something.
我们读以前，我要告诉你们。
This is a direct quote from the Old Testament.
这是直接从旧约记载的。
And, but it is recorded in the New Testament.
但却在新约里面也记载了。
And when the Bible has appeared both in the Old Testament, when these verses appeared both in the Old Testament and the New Testament,
当这一个圣经节在新约和旧约里面都提到的时候，
that means that every saint must know this.
意思是它是非常重要的。
And we must pay attention to them carefully.
我们必须要很注意的来看。
New Testament recorded this in Hebrews.
新约记载在新来希伯来书。
And Old Testament recorded this by Jeremiah.
旧约记载在耶利米书。
And we will begin chapter 8, verse 8.
我们从第八章第八节开始。
Together, behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not care for them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts.And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For they shall not teach everyone his fellow citizens and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. I'm so proud of being a Chinese.
我很高兴我是一个中国人。
Because Chinese are more concise.
因为中国人
简洁。See, Chinese finished reading it, and English is still going.
中文读得比较快。
Nevertheless, we are all Christians.
不管怎么样，我们都是基督徒。
Jeremiah was a prophet before captivity.
耶利米是在被掳之前的先知。
And he wept often.
他常常哭泣。
And because he sees the judgment day is about to come.
因为他看见那一个审判的日子快要来临。
And outwardly he sees so many desolations.
外面他看见许多的荒凉。
Yet people do not feel it.
但是人却没有感觉到。
He knows the country is about to fall apart.
他知道这一个国家快要灭亡了。
Yet people still mind their own business.
但是人只顾着自己的事。
And it is a sad time for the prophets.
这是一个很可悲的时代。
And it is a sad time to be a prophet.
也是一个很可悲的时代做一个先知。
Because people are not ready to listen.
因为人并没有预备好要来听。
And so the prophet still have to say the words.
但是先知还是要说神的话。
And the Lord...is weeping as well in his heart.
主在他的心里面也一样在哭泣。
So when he told the prophet what is going on in his heart,
当主将他心中的事告诉先知的时候，
and the prophet used this word is sort of like a human being.
先知就用人的话来说出来。
And it is like a complaint of a man.
好像是一个人对神的一个埋怨。
As if God is complaining to us as a man.
好像神也在对我们埋怨，像人一样。
And what did God say?
神说什么？
God said they did not continue in my covenant.
神说他们不恒心守我的约。
And I did not care for them.
我也不理他们。
Oh, this is a severe statement by the Lord, by the prophets.
这是很严肃的一句话。
And it is about a breaking, it's the beginning of a breaking of a relationship.
好像是一个关系快要破裂了。
It's like giving you the final ultimatum.
好像给你最后的一个警告。
It's like you don't keep my covenant.
好，如果说你不遵守我的约，
then I won't care for you anymore.
我就不理你们。
Can God speak that to man?
神可以这样对人说吗？
Can a father speak that to a son?
一位父亲可以这样对他的儿子说吗？
It is inevitable.
这是不可思议的。
It is inevitable for God to do so, I say. 神没办法不能这样说。
神不能不这样说。
Because people has been ignoring him not for a time, but a long, long time.
因为人已经很久都忽略了神。
What will make God angry?
什么叫神愤怒？
How can the patient God, the all-loving God, be angry?
这样有忍耐的神怎么会愤怒呢？
It's because people keep on not keeping the covenants.
因为人不守神的约。
And so therefore, today, this morning, our topic is to say, keep, continue in my covenants.
今天我们的题目就是要恒心守约。
And because the people of Israel do not keep his covenants.
因为以色列人不恒心守神的约。
God did not care for them.
神就不理他们。
I am a father.
我也是一个父亲。
Today is a Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
Many of us are fathers.
很多人都在座的都是父亲。
This morning I was watching a little bit sermons in the TV.
今天早上我在电视上看一些信息。
And one of the ladies says it well.
有一个女士说到。
And she said even single mother are like a father these days.
她说。在这一个时代，很多单亲的母亲也就像一个父亲。
Because a father is important in every household.
因为一位父亲是在一个家中是何等的重要。
A father is responsible for a lot of things.
父亲要负许多的责任。
And the children has to be acting like children.
儿女要像儿女一样。
And the father has to be like a father.
父亲要像父亲。
They're supposed to live in harmony and love.
他们应该住在一个很和谐的关系中。
But then somehow, sometimes, not every family has a good time.
但有的时候，有些家庭却不是这样。
And it's oftentimes because one side or both sides do not keep the covenant.
有的时候可能是一边或者是两边都不来守这一个约。
Before we can explain about the long theological explanation of what covenant is in the Bible.
在我们讲到神讲到这一个圣经里面讲到这一个约之前，
I want to make simple terms for all of us to understand what a covenant is.
我要简单的来说到约到底是什么。
Basically, a covenant is that you something that you have committed to do.
简单的说，约就是你委身要做的。
Some people have committed to go to school.
有的人尾声要去上学。
So your responsibility is to be doing good in your school as a student.
所以你的责任就是要在学校里面读好书。
And somebody has committed to go to work and take a job.
有的人尾声去上班。
So your covenant with your boss is to do a good job as an employee.
你的约与你老板之间就是做一个好的员工。
This is something we all understand. It's very simple, isn't it?
这是很简单的。
And even when two friends walking side by side,
当两个朋友一同走路的时候，
one person said, I give you my word, I will do this.
一个人告诉他说，我告诉你，我一定会这样做。
And that word that is given is a covenant.
他告诉他的这一个就是一个约。
That binds him to do what he says he will do.
他就必须照着他所说的去做。
But we see when a person is not being faithful to the covenant.
但当一个人对这一个约不信实的时候，
The first thing is threatened is the relationship.
第一件事情，这一个关系就有问题了。
The friends can no longer be the friends like before.
朋友之间的关系就不能像以前那样了。
The co-workers cannot be like co-workers in the relationship before.
同工之间的关系也和以前不一样了。
What about marriage? Is that a covenant?
婚姻是不是也是一个约？
Of course it is.
当然是。
If you break the covenant, you are hurting the relationship.
如果你毁了这一个约，你就毁了这一个关系。
I'm telling you, in these days, everything can be broken.
我告诉你们，在这一个时代，所有东西都可以被破碎。
And this morning, while I was thinking about how many things I have been broken, in covenants.
我早上我在想，我到底有多少事情我破碎了多少事情在这个约的里面。
And very marvelously, the Lord reminds me of one thing which I seldom commit.
很奇妙的，主提醒我一件事。
And the Lord says, even when you are late for meetings, you have broken the covenant.
主说就是你来聚会的时候迟到了，你也是毁了这一个约。
And I say, Lord, I live far away.
我跟主说，我住在很远。
I have my reason.
我有我的理由。
And I also have to bring my wife and my child along.
我还要带着我的妻子和我的孩子一起来。
And I always say, if I'm coming by myself, at least 50% of the times I will be more punctual.
如果我自己来的话，可能50%的时间我会比较准时。
I have my reason.
我有我的理由。
But the point is that good enough a reason?
但问题是，这是不是很好的一个理由？
When we break the covenant, the relationship is hurt.
当我们破碎了这一个约，这一个关系就受伤。
It sounds so legalistic.
听起来好像很律法。
But it is something very basic.
但是却是很简单的一件事。
It is human ethics.
这是人的道德。
And it is human understanding.
这是人的一个了解。
And when we break the covenant,
当我们毁了这一个约，
we hurt the relationship,
我们就伤了这个关系。
We hurt our own life,
我们也伤了我们自己的生命。
We hurt what is called Christian service,
我们也伤了所谓基督徒的侍奉。
And all in all, it says one thing, we ignore God.
总归一句话就是我们忽略了神。
But I'm telling everybody there's a good news.
那我告诉你们有一个好消息。
For God does not want to condemn us.
神不愿意来责备我们。
He wants to come to save us.
他要来拯救我们。
And therefore, he gives us the way out.
所以他给我们一条出路。
What is the way out?
这条出路是什么？
When Jeremiah sees that the Israel will be perished.
当耶利米看见以色列人将要灭亡的时候，
And all the people of Israel will be taken to captivity.
所有以色列百姓都要被掳。
But Jeremiah also sees the way out.
但是耶利米一样，他看见一条出路。
He sees that in 70 years, after 70 years, the people will be brought back to the land.
他看见当70年以后，所有的百姓都要被带回来。
And this is what is so wonderful about God.
这是神何等奇妙的作为。
God will be angry when we do not keep our covenant.
神会愤怒当我们不守约的时候。
But it is only for a time.
这只是一个短暂的时间。
For God does not want to cast away his children.
因为神不愿意丢弃我们。
God does not want to cast away every sinner.
神不愿意丢弃任何一个罪人。
He wants us all to be saved in him.
他要我们在他的里面都蒙拯救。
And you know, sometimes God seems to be like an old lady.
有时候神好像一个老太太。
And he keep nagging and nagging and nagging.
他常常一直滔滔不绝。
And he's like repeating the same thing over and over again.
重复同样的一件事。
And it's like saying these things from different angle, but it's meaning the same thing.
从不同的角度，却是讲到同一件事。
And what are we to do when we keep hearing people repeating himself?
我们要怎么办呢？当我们听见人一直在重复他所要说的。
We have to make a decision.
我们要做一个决定。
Do we care?
我们在乎吗？
God says, if you don't listen, I don't care for you.
神说，如果你们不听，我就不理你们。
What do you think God is?
你觉得神是怎样的一位神？
I think God is wonderful.
我觉得神是非常奇妙的。
I think God only threatens.
神只是警告我们。
And the moment you turn your heart to Him, He never delivers judgment.
当我们回转向着他的那一刻，主从来不审判我们。
But don't think that you can just turn back to Him, so therefore you keep on sinning.
不要觉得说 你背向神的时候你可以一直的犯罪。
Because I have seen a lot of people just keep sinning and never turn back.
我看见许多的人一直在罪中却不回头。
When God said he did not care,
当神说他不理他们。
His heart is hurting more than our hearts.
神的心比我们的心更
痛。A lot of times sinners say I don't care.
很多时候罪人说我不在乎。
That is because he doesn't have feeling.
那是因为我们没有感觉。
God, when He says, I don't care,
当神说我不理他们,
God always feels for it.
神有带着那样的那个感觉。
Just like a father always feels for his son.
好像一位父亲一直感觉到他儿女的需要。
He spanked him, but he cries.
他责打他, 但是
He will cry.
但是他里面会哭。
Because our God is a good God.
因为我们的神是一位伟大的神。
Hebrews chapter 8 speaks of this wonderful promise.
希伯来书讲到这一个伟大的应许。
And that God is going to save us.
神要来拯救我们。
And the prophet Jeremiah says that God will deliver us.
耶利米说神要来拯救我们。
And Hebrews, it is after the fact that God has already come to deliver his people.
当写希伯来书的时候神已经来了来拯救他的。
And the apostle says, Behold, days are coming, says the Lord.
主又说那些日子以后
The Lord says, I will effect a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah.
我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
And God has promised and he delivered.
神应许了，他也做了。
How did God establish this new covenant?
神怎么样来另立一个新约？
When are these days about?
这是什么样的日子？
And this is the day of today.
这就是今天的时代。
And the Lord has effected this new covenant continuously.
神一直在另立这一个新约。
To everyone who wants it.
对每一个所要的人。
Doesn't matter what age we are, doesn't matter how good the condition we are in, if you want it, you can have it.
不管我们的年龄，不管我们的光景如何，只要你要，你就可以得到。
And because God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And so he delivers.
所以他拯救我们。
Now,There are times that when people suffer, they don't know what to do.
当人遭遇苦难的时候，他们不知道怎么办。
Because not everybody realized the importance of the covenant with God.
不是每一个人都知道与神之间这一个约是何等的重要。
So again, we look at the Israel people.
所以我们来看以色列人。
And we look at them that during their captivities, are they all turning their hearts to the Lord?
当他们在被掳的时候，是不是他们所有的心都回转向神？
The sad story is that it is not so.
很可怜的是，他们并没有。
A lot of people actually try to get adjusted and live in the time of desolation.
很多人试着适应那时候荒凉的光景。
And they don't understand their true conditions.
他们并没有看到这一个真实的情形。
So the Lord had to raise up the so-called prophets during captivity.
所以在被掳的时候神必须要兴起先知。
And we know that their prophets are everywhere.
先知在到处都有先知。
Because God is everywhere.
因为神是无所不在的。
God wants to speak to everyone who do not know.
神要对每一个不知道的人讲。
And we looked at two particular prophets.
我们看两个特别的先知。
Now I loosely call these people prophets.
我叫他们先知。
And becauseof what they say and it's not because of their official title.
只是因为他们所说的并不是他们的职位。
And What they said is to speak into the people's heart.
要说到人的心里面去。
About what is important to God.
关于什么是对神最重要的。
And one of these people is called Nehemiah.
其中一位就是尼希米。
Nehemiah is a prophet in captivity.
尼希米是在被掳中的先知。
And he understands that we cannot continue to live like that and feel good about ourselves.
我们不能够一直活在罪中而感觉没无所谓。
The walls of Jerusalem is broken down, and how can we feel comfortable with our own homes?
耶路撒冷的城墙已经倒塌，我们怎么可能觉得舒服呢？
And he has to go back to Jerusalem and want to fix the walls.
他必须回到耶路撒冷来重建城墙。
It is a man with understanding.
他是一个知道神心意的人。
Before the people of Israel are all landing back to the promised land.
当以色列人都回到应许之地的之前。
And he knows that he needs to fix the wall first.
尼希米知道他必须先来重建城墙。
He is saying something that the people of Israel needs to know and needs to do now.
他告诉以色列人，你现在必须要做的，要说的。
And so, therefore, we look at his prayer.
那我们来看他的祷告。
Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记第九章。
And 32 to 34, you don't have to find the verses, you can just listen.
三十二节。
Nehemiah chapter 9, 32 to 34.
尼希米记第九章三十二节到三十四节。
Nehemiah prays, Now therefore our God,
尼希米祷告说我们的神啊
the great, the mighty, and the awesome God,
你是至大至能至可畏
who keeps covenant and loving kindness,
守约施慈爱的神
do not let all the hardships seem insignificant before you.
我们的君王首领祭司先知列祖和你的众民
which has come upon us, our kings, our princes, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and all your people
从亚述列王的时候直到今日所遭遇的苦难现在求你不要以为小
from the days of the kings of Assyria to this day however you are just in all that has come upon us
在一切临到我们的事上
for you have dealt faithfully
你却是公义的
But we have acted wickedly.
因你所行的是诚实，我们所做的是邪恶。
For our kings, our leaders, our priests, our fathers have not kept your law or pay attention to your commandments.
我们的君王、首领、祭司、列祖都不遵守你的律法，不听从你的诫命。
And your admonitions with which you have admonished them.
和你警戒他们的话。
Nehemiah prayed.
尼希米祷告。
It is a prayer for healing.
这是一个求医治的祷告。
And the firstprerequisite of healing is to fix the wound.
第一件事要求医治就是要来医治这一个伤口。
And if a person wants to be healed of his wound, he has to admit the wound.
当一个人要得到医治的时候他必须要
承认
自己有伤痕。
And in that wound, he has to know what is bothering that wound.
他必须知道到底是什么使他有这一个伤痕。
A child who got scraped on the skin, he has to first wash out the sand.
一个孩子在他破皮的时候，他必须要先洗一下。
Before he can apply the ointment and be healed.
在他把药膏涂上去之前，先要来清洗他。
And so the prophet has to do such a work.
先知就是要来做这样的工作。
To admit that their condition is they have not been obeying God's voice.
就承认他们并没有来顺服神的那个光景。
And he counted all of them.
他一一的数算。
The kings, the priests, and all that people.
君王、首领和所有其他的人。
And it's like every one of us.
每一个，我们每一个人。
And when a person pray according to God's will, your realization is that we are all of us.
当我们照着神的旨意来祷告的时候，我们发现我们就是我们所有的人。
One person sinned, the whole body sinned.
一个人犯罪，整个身体就一起犯罪。
When my brother sins, I have to confess my sin, as if it is my sin.
当一个弟兄犯罪的时候，我要来承认我的罪，好像是我犯了罪。
It is very, very painful for us to go through this again and again.
这是非常痛苦的。
And that's why we know we need every single person here.
所以我们知道我们需要每一位在座的。
We need for all of us to shape up, to get rid of sins.
我们需要每一个人都起来。
So that God can return to every one of us.
所以神可以转向我们。
So that we can be a group of people who will usher God's blessings.
所以我们可以成为一群可以承受神祝福的人。
And the prophet is saying to the Lord.
先知对神说。
Do not let the hardship seem insignificant before you.
今日所遭遇的苦难，现今求你不要以为小。
A lot of times we suffer, we just endure.
有的时候我们受在痛苦的里面，我们就是忍耐。
And therefore a lot of people just suffered in vain.
有的人就是白白受苦。
But we have to tell the Lord, do not let this hardship seem insignificant to you.
但是我们要告诉神说，今天所遭遇的苦难，现在求你不要以为小。
Oh, sometimes we sin, we keep on sinning, we think the hardship is just, doesn't matter.
有时候我们一直活在最终好像觉得无所谓了。
But the people who know God's heart tell God what he knows.
但是一个认识神心意的人会告诉他所知道的。
Do not let this hardship as insignificant to you.
不要让今天所遭遇的苦难现在求你不要以为小。
Brothers and sisters, we all have to suffer in this lifetime.
在我们一生当中我们都会受痛苦
But we don't have to suffer in vain.
但是我们不需要白白受苦
If God understands our hardship is not insignificant,
如果神知道我们今天所遭遇的苦难并不以为小
Then we have a chance of coming back and receive healing.
然后我们就有一个机会回到神的面前来接受
他的医治 That is the heart of a prophet.During captivity.
这是一个在被掳中先知的一个心。
How about Christians?
我们基督徒呢?
Are we being taken captive many times?
我们是不是常常在被掳的光景当中?
Do we think of our past spiritual achievement and we think of ourselves somebody?
我们是不是觉得我们好像达到一个属灵的阶层，我们好像就是某某人了？
Or we look at ourselves, our condition, and we say we need to come to the Lord.
还是我们看着自己的光景，我们觉得说我们需要来到神的面前。
The fact is, we have to understand we are suffering right now.
事实是我们需要知道说我们现在正在痛苦当中。
Some of these sufferings perhaps is caused by me.
有一些痛苦也许是我造成的。
Some of these suffering perhaps is caused by you.
有些可能是你造成的。
But it doesn't matter. We are not trying to point finger and find out problems.
但是我们并不是在指责任何人。
But we are trying to say everyone has to know that we are not in a good condition.
我们只是要大家知道说我们并不是在一个好的光景当中。
So therefore we need to come to have a sweet hour of prayer and to be anointed.
所以我们要来到神的面前，在神面前有一个有福的祷告的良辰。
And before we talk about how to come in prayer,
在我们讲到怎么样来祷告之前
，We have to first acknowledge our sins.
我们要认我们的罪。
Daniel is also another prophet in captivity.
但以理也是在被掳中的一位先知。
And he also has the same understanding.
他也有同样的认识。
Daniel 9 chapter 9 verses 2 to 6.
但以理书九章第二到六节。
And Daniel says.
但以理说。
I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet.
我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米。
For the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem.
论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数。
Namely 70 years.
70年为满。
So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications.
我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈求恳祈祷恳求
And I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said
我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪说
Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God
主啊大而可畏的神
Who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments
向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱
We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly and rebelled even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances
我们犯罪作孽行恶叛逆偏离你的诫命典章
Verse 6 says Moreover we have not listened to your servants the prophets
没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们君王首领列祖
Who spoke in the name of our kings and our princes our fathers and all the people of the land
和国中一切百姓所说的话
It is a very honest confession
这是一个很诚恳的认罪。
The prophets summarize all that happened in the past in these few verses.
但以理把所有的都总归在这一节圣经里面。
Basically, he knows that God will deliver in 70 years.
他知道神到七十年未满的时候必要拯救他
百姓。But we have to admit our sins today.
但是我们必须承认我们的罪。
And we have to know that we have not heeded God's words in the past.
我必须知道我们并没有遵照神的话。
And some of us have the wrong understanding of what prayers is.
有时候我们对祷告有一个错误的认识。
And we only, I should not say wrong, perhaps it's a little limited.
也许是有限的认识。
And prayer is only about asking God to do our things.
好像只是祷告神，求神为我们做什么。
Certainly there is that part of it in prayers.
没有错，这也是祷告的一部分。
But the true meaning of a prayer is for God to change us during our prayer time.
但真实的祷告的意义是求神在我们祷告的时候来改变我们。
Before you want to change God, first we need to change ourselves.
我们要改变神，我们必须先来改变我们自己。
And just like a child, when he is a little child, he wants to ask the father to give him this, give him that.
当一个孩子向他父亲求这个求那个的时候，
That is nothing wrong with it.
这并没有什么错。
Because he was a little child.
因为他是一个孩子。
But as he grows to be teenager.
但他长到十几岁的时候
As he grows to be young adult,
到一个大人的时候
And he should be having a little bit more understanding.
他应该更了解
And he knows that when he asks his father of something,
他知道当他向父亲要求什么的时候
And he wants to know how to please his father also.
他也要知道怎么样来讨他的父亲欢喜
And he says, Father, I need a computer.
他说父亲我需要一个电脑
Because I need to do my project, do my homework.
因为我需要做我的功课。
And the father says, sure, I'll give you a computer.
父亲说我一定给你买一个。
And that is a prayer, understanding more than just wanting something from the father.
这是一个了解自己所需要的，而不是只是要为要问父亲要一样东西。
But there are other child who just say, I want a computer because I need to play video game.
有些孩子只是要一个电脑来玩电动游戏。
And the father may still say, "Sure, I give it to you."
有时候父亲还是会给他。
But he's not very pleasing to the father.
但是父亲并不喜欢这样。
So we know a little child has different kind of asking.
所以一个孩子有不同的需求。
Christians also have different kinds of asking.
我们基督徒也是一样。
And if we keep on asking the father of something.
当我们一直向神求一件事的时候
A true Christian begin to understand what the Father is pleased with.
一个真实的基督徒会知道说什么样会讨神的喜悦
It is never a problem for the Father to deliver.
对神来说 并不是那么难
But not every deliverance of the Father will be beneficial to us.
但每一次神给我们什么并不是对我们是最好的
So a Christian wants to pray.
所以一个基督徒要祷告
The first thing is thatSo for the Lord to reveal to him, to us his heart.
第一个就是要求神来向我们，让我们看见神的心。
So that we know how to ask.
我们就知道要怎样来求。
When we are in captivity, when we are going through desolation, what should we ask?
当我们在被掳，在荒凉的光景时候，我们要知道我们要求什么。
We should ask to be reconciled with God.
我们要求与神和好。
We should ask to be reconciled one with another.
我们要求与人和好。
We should ask to say, Oh Lord, please forgive our sins and we want a new beginning in our midst.
我们求主来赦免我们的罪，给我们一个新的开始。
Because I cannot go to heaven without my brother.
因为我不能没有我的弟兄，我自己一个人去天堂。
I cannot be an overcomer without my family.
我也不可能一个人得胜。我们家人不在其中。
I cannot serve the Lord and to receive all the glory and abandon all my people.
我也不能够侍奉神而得到所有的荣耀而不管我其他的同伴。
Be warned, that may be the result.
要知道这可能是一个结果。
But that is never our intention.
但这永远不是我们故意要做的。
Because Daniel said, God, you are just, you are faithful.
但以理说神你是公义的你是信实的
For those who understand what is pleasing to the Father and abide by it, God will reward.
那些知道神怎么样会叫神喜悦的人神会赏赐他们
For those continue to ignore the Lord, they will miss out.
那些继续忽略神的话他们就会在这个福分当中失落
God wants all of us to be overcomers.
神盼望我们每一个人都是得胜者。
But none of us should have a heart that I want to be overcomer in exclusion of anybody else.
但没有一个人可以说我要做得胜者，不管其他的人。
While I still have today.
我们还在今天的时候。
If I'm truly responsible to the covenant with God.
我们真的守神的约。
Then I am being responsible to the people God has measured around me.
但我必须向周神量给我周围的这些同伴们负责。
It is very important.
这是很重要的。
To speak the truth one to another.
对彼此中间来说诚实话。
But we must know that we don't know all the truth.
但我们并不知道所有的真实。
So therefore, we have to look unto the Lord what to say, what to speak.
但是我们要来仰望神，我们该说什么。
Hebrew chapter 6 says it very well.
希伯来书六章讲得很好。
And verse 18 it says this.
十八节说。
So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie.
借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎。
And that is called the truth.
这是一个真理。
For it is no lie.
因为在神绝不能说谎。
The Lord says, we who have taken refuge will have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us.
好叫我们这逃亡避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
Here God has promises two things to encourage us.
这里神用两件不更改的事情来鼓励我们。
One is His everlasting promise to all His people.
一个是他永远的那一个应许对着所有的人。
And all the promises is true in Christ for us today.
所有的应许在基督里都是是的。
Now, if you want to speak the truth in love to one another,
如果你要在爱心中说诚实话,
your job, my job is to tell each people what is God promised to him.
我们就是要告诉彼此神到底应许我们什么。
And it is not to say, oh, you have done this bad, and let me tell you the truth, what you need to face the fact.
并不是告诉他说哦，你做了这个事，所以你要来面对这一个结果。
A lot of times we want to expose people and we want to...Kind of like jab at people.
有时候我们好像喜欢把人的罪显露出来。
That may not encourage people at all.
这个并不能勉励人。
Perhaps we will send them away.
有时候只会把他们往外推。
But speak God's people, God's promise.
但是要讲神的应许。
God promised all of us to receive His fullness.
神要我们所有的人来领受他的丰满。
And God is faithful and He will deliver.
神是信实的，他必定来拯救。
Now the Bible said God is afraid for us not to think much of this promise.
神
God is afraid that some of us may not think much of this promise.
唯恐我们有一些人并不知道这一个应许。
So what did God, the second thing, unchangeable thing that God will do to make sure we will understand?
第二个不改变的事就是要我们知道神的旨意。
And that is God wants us, God will swear by it himself.
神要来向我们起誓。
No one is greater than God.
没有人比神更大。
No other truth is bigger than that.
没有真理比这个更大。
God has promised, he swears that he will make sure it happens, it fulfilled.
神应许，神也启示，他必定要成就。
So by these two things, every one of us is hopeful today.
照着这两件事，我们每一个人都是有盼望的。
And that is God's side of the covenant.
这是神那一边的约。
God makes sure it is going to be kept and it's going to be done.
神要确定这一件事情一定要成就。
But there is the other side of this covenant.
但是这个约还有另外一面。
The other side is people like you and me.
另外一面就是你我。
We have to do something in order to keep this covenant.
我们必须做什么来持守这一个应许。
And Hebrews 6:18 says we have to take refuge in Him.
希伯来书说到说我们要逃往避难所。
And a lot of times when we suffer hardship, we don't come to the Lord.
当我们常常受苦的时候，我们不来到神的面前。
That will be causing us to suffer in vain.
那就会使我们白白受苦。
And that is only one aspect of it.
那只是一面的。
But the worst thing is that we will miss out God's promise.
最糟糕的是我们会失去神的应许。
When we fail, it is really not that bad.
当我们失败的时候，其实并不是那么不好。
Because it is our chance to come back and run to the refuge in God.
这是我们逃亡避难所的一个机会。
If we learn to do this early on,
如果我们早一点学这一个功课,
then we will be very sound Christian.
我们就会是一个很好的基督徒。
Learn to come, keep, continue in the covenant.
学习来到神的面前，守神的约。
Take refuge in the Lord.
使神做我们的避难所。
And the other is that those who take hold of the hope set before us.
另外一个是持定摆在我们前头指望的人。
So that we can continue to move forward.
我们可以一直往前。
And to look unto the promise to be fulfilled on us ourselves.
看见神的应许在我们身上。
God uses these unchangeable things, two unchangeable things to encourage us.
神用这两件不更改的事来勉励我们。
And we have to respond in the Lord in these two areas.
我们对神的这一个不改变的事，我们要有回应。
We want to take refuge in the Lord when we suffer.
当我们在痛苦的时候，我们要到神那里。
Again, in this sweet hour of prayer.
在一个祷告的良辰。
There's no use complaining about other people.
埋怨别人并没有用。
But there is all the use in the world if you get connected with God again.
但是如果你与神有一个关系的时候，
Take refuge in the Lord.
神做你的避难所。
And continue to set, you know, take hold of the hope set before you.
持定摆在我们前头指望的。
And Christians is a very positive group of people.
基督徒其实是很正面的一群人。
The suffering is real.
他们的痛苦是真的。
But our hope is real.
那我们的盼望也是真的。
We are very hopeful people.
我们是很有盼望的一般人。
We know we will fail many times over.
我们会失败。
And our friends will fail many times over.
我们的朋友也会失败。
But every time when there is failures,
每一次有失败的时候，
there is sins,
有罪的时候，
and there is mistakes,
有错的时候，
there is misunderstanding,
有不了解的时候。
We can always take refuge in the Lord.
我们都可以逃往神的避难所。
Our Christian relationship is based on our life in Christ.
基督徒的关系是奠于我们与神中间的关系。
If we have good relationship with the Lord in Christ,
如果我们与神有一个很好的关系，
then we will have good relationship with one another in Christ.
我们彼此中间就会有好的关系。
And today is a new day.
今天是一个新的日子。
And because the Father has already delivered the promise.
因为父亲已经拯救了我们。
And we are now in the days of the new covenant.
我们在新约的里面。
All we need to do is to continue in it.
我们只要恒心遵守他的约。
Hebrews chapter 8 says,
希伯来书第八章说，
The same thing as Jeremiah 31 says,
就像耶利米书31章讲的，
And the prophets are saying, all will know me from the least to the greatest of them.
从至小的到最大的都必认识我。
We don't need teachers to tell us this.
我们不需要老师来教我们。
We don't need to find counselor to consult us with this.
我们也不需要去辅导。
Today is the time of the new covenant.
今天是新约的时候。
And the Holy Spirit will teach us what is this about in us.
圣灵亲自在教导我们。
And all we need to do is to pay attention and keep our covenants before the Lord.
我们要注意的就是持守这一个约。
And it is very easy to practice following the Holy Spirit and to keep His covenants.
跟随圣灵持守这一个约其实是很简单的。
And that is, you only need to do what you are prompt to do.
你只要做你该做的。
If you have a feeling that I should not say this to my wife, my husband,
如果你觉得说你不应该讲这句话，
stop it and apologize.
就不要讲。
And if you say, I need to say this,
如果你觉得你该讲这一句话，
and then you keep on speaking,
你就一直讲。
Until the Holy Spirit says, stop this and apologize.
直到圣灵叫你停下来，然后认错。
We can only practice.
我们只能够来学习。
And doing practice, there is somehow perfection comes.
在学习的过程当中，我们会被做得完全。
A little child wants to play basketball well.
有一个小孩喜欢打篮球。
What is his way of playing basketball well?
他怎么样能够把篮球打好呢？
He needs to practice.
他需要来练习。
And he needs to practice with someone who knows how to play basketball.
他需要与会打篮球的人一起来练习。
So someone can tell him, you could try, but this is not exactly right.
所以那人就能够教他。
And Holy Spirit is the one who is playing basketball with us.
圣灵就好像在与我们打篮球。
As we practice,
好像我们在练习的时候，
as Holy Spirit will correct us.
圣灵会矫正我们。
And as long as we are willing to try,
只要我们愿意来试，
with the understanding that the body of Christ needs me,
我们知道说基督的身体需要我。
And I need to keep my covenant before the Lord.
我需要恒心守神的约。
The days of captivity will be made short.
被掳的日子就会缩短。
And the days of desolation will be made short.
荒凉的日子就会被缩短。
If we don't pay attention to God.
如果你不来注意神。
If we don't keep this covenant.
如果你不恒心守这一个约。
And today is not the worst day yet.
今天还不是最糟糕的日子。
Because the Lord also promised He will not care.
因为神也说他必不理他们。
New beginning begins with now.
今天就是一个新的开始。
New understanding begins with your heart and my heart.
新的认识从你我开始。
Abraham has given us this faith.
亚伯拉罕给我们看到这一个信心。
And Brother Z has admonished us what is the faith of Abraham is.
这亚伯拉罕的信心到底是什么？
And what are these people from the greatest to the least, from the least to the greatest? What do they know about God?
这些从至小的到最大的，他们到底知道神什么？
They know about God in faith.
他们认识神，在他们信心的里面，他们认识神。
And their faith entails of two things.
他们信心告诉他们两件事。
One is that they know that God can call nothing, call something out of nothing.
一个是他们知道神是那一位使无变为有的神。
And the other is God is the one who is able to give life to the dead.
另外一个就是神是那叫死人复活的神。
And when we have needs on the surroundings,
当我们周围有需要的时候，
come use your sweet hour of prayer and to ask the Lord to fulfill that need.
来到神的面前，求神来满足这一个需要。
And when there is death within me,
如果在我里面有死亡的时候，
and when we have tasted death among the body of Christ,
当我们在基督身体里面尝到死这一个时候，
and we come by faith before the Lord in this sweet hour of prayer,
我们在信心中来到神的面前祷告，
and we believe that God will give life to the dead,
我们相信神必叫死人复活，
and all this is our equipment,
这是我们的兵器，
we need to pick them up and use them,
我们要拿起来来使用它，
as we practice and exercise our faith,
当我们来操练我们信心的时候，
we are keeping the covenant of God.
我们就在恒心守我们与神中间的约。
We continue.
我们继续。
Without looking front and back.
不看前后。
Our heart is fixed in the Lord.
我们的心专注在神的身上。
Our faith is anchored in Christ.
我们的信心抛锚在神基督里面。
God will shorten the days of captivity.
神会缩短我们被掳的日子。
God will bless us mightily beyond what we can imagine.
神会大大的祝福我们，超过我们所想的。
It had happened in the past.
以前发生过。
It will keep on happening until the Lord comes face to face seeing us.
也会继续发生，直到主再来。
And all we need to do is to fix the relationship.
我们只要来重修这一个关系。
And let us pray, let us sing the hymn again, 547.
请我们再唱547首。